Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines. Lions tweet out a graphic today. Honolulu Blue Wave is coming soon to an NFL city near you, and it was all the road games. We asked if you put the wheels in motion, took 10 texts, the wheels in motion for a road trip somewhere. Here's the feedback we've gotten from Charlie in St. Louis. Already got my flight and tickets to go to Minnesota. Kevin writes in, Indy, done and done.
Wow.
Jalen from Detroit, Houston, all day. Steve, Houston, I'm there for a marriage counseling trip.
Hopefully not a divorce one after, right?
No, they're in counseling.
I'm
can go one of two ways.
I'm intrigued by this. It is May 17th. You have a marriage counseling trip scheduled for early November.
How's that going to work? Hey, honey, we're going to the game, right?
Well,
this again.
Let's start with this. Problems in the marriage. What's the plan? Houston?
Let's go to a game. And Houston.
We're going to Houston? This begs a lot of further questions, doesn't it?
I think it does, yeah.
Steve is going to Houston for a marriage counseling trip, but he's going to the game. Jack in Plymouth, we're headed to San Fran. It's winter break, and it's California. Tyler in a car just bought eight tickets for Houston. Between airfare and hotel, we're looking at over $1,200 a person. Not surprised. Cool stadium. I think you'll enjoy the stadium. Daniel in Clinton Township. The road to Green Bay is one worth doing. Not only will it be a spectacle, but I'd love to shut them up. Yeah, I want revenge for what they did to us at Thanksgiving. Green Bay looked so good that day.
First play on, man. Yeah, that was the one where we were like, is Jordan Love really this good? Yeah. Crap.
Alex at work, Dallas, baby. Got to show up early. Have to talk with the refs. Yeah. Make sure you report.
A lot of this.
Yeah. That's going to be an ongoing joke.
For pat in their chest. Yeah.
Just showing off the new jerseys, man.
Yeah. Look at this. Isn't this beautiful?
You like them? Do you like the new jerseys?
Are they slimming?
Levi and Dearborn, the NFC Championship game, because I'm assuming they won't host that. He's war chesting for a trip to the NFC title game.
There you go.
I like it. Slim in Milford, the wheels are in motion for Indy. College roommate is a Colts fan, lives just north. Lives just north, I think it means of the city. So we got Houston and Indy were the most popular responses.
Yeah, you can make a case for every one of them, right? I mean, Indianapolis is we've been there. It's a great stadium.
Great stadium.
Great atmosphere. It's, you know, walkable from hotels, great restaurants there. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty cool town. I get it. You know, Minnesota, newer stadium. I want to see that stadium. Looks really cool. Lots of restaurants and bars to go to in Minneapolis.
Yep. Well, it's going to be a fun season. It feels like it's a long way off right now.
It feels like it's way off. And still the Twitter timelines are still just littered with stuff about the schedule.
Yeah.
For all the teams. I'm like, are we really? I mean, it's May. Games aren't for another, you know, 3.5 months here. I get it. We're excited, but, you know, football's going to take a while.
So we were talking about that story that DCFC has bought property of an old Southwest Detroit abandoned hospital off Michigan Avenue, several blocks up from the old Tiger Stadium location, 5.5 acre site. It's just north of some railroad tracks, and they're going to build a 14,000 seat stadium. The railroad tracks, it'd be cool if they're still operational, if they incorporate like seeing trains go past the field. But Keyworth Stadium holds over 7,000. This place is going to be 14,000. Hopefully it's not too big. I assume they've got a lot of feedback on being able to seat more people, because Detroit City Football Club in their league has crafted quite a home environment. It looks pretty good. And we were talking about whether or not they'd be able to fill it. Should the Panthers get involved to collab on a stadium that might be right size for them and their fan base? Here's some of the feedback that we have gotten from listeners. I think the hardest part sharing the field would be keeping the field conditions in good shape when both soccer and football would be playing on it in the same season. It would be tough with grass and with turf. It'll be a very busy field with both soccer and football lines. I think that's a valid point. Mm-hmm. The busy field look is so D3. And, you know, I've seen some wild Division III turf fields where they're like, we've got this turf field. This is going to be a football field, a soccer field, and a baseball field.
Multi-purpose.
And there is a soccer field / baseball field at Cleary up in Howell that leads to some very weird outfield dimensions. We'll tell you that.
Yeah, throwing baseball in the mix is that's difficult.
But the more stuff you put on there, like I understand the multi-purpose uses, but the more stuff you put on there, it does get very busy. From an unnamed texter, there are two sides. One side is the rowdy, insane peeps. The other non-camera side is the family-friendly and chill. The NG, that's right, unnamed texter. The NG, which I believe is their fan base, the Northern Guard. The NG accepts anyone that wants to be a part of it. We don't want the MLS unless it's with current ownership. $500,000 is too big a price. Unnamed texter, please go to a game at Keyworth. The food trucks, affordable beer, and family-friendly atmosphere are unlike any other. And being a neighborhood as opposed to downtown where other stadiums are is so unique. I am not against going to a game. I will admit I'm a little scared to go to a game. I've been yelled at enough by DCFC fans.
Do you have your maroon gold ready to go?
See, I don't. And if I show up not wearing, I mean, I guess I'm wearing a maroon sweatshirt.
You're in.
Does this count? Do I have to have officially?
Buy a scarf.
Do I have to be a
fire scarf?
Now!
Like, that's the fear, isn't it?
Are you thinking about sitting down? Are you thinking about it? Don't.
Why do you have a seat cushion? Right. What do you mean, why do I have a seat? Because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
We don't sit here. Stand up!
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right? All right, Mr. Banger's Mash. We'll be all right. Here's what I think is great, though, with this new location.
Yep.
Having it in Southwest Detroit with the population there, heavy Mexican-American population, safe to say they love soccer?
Yes.
They're big soccer fans?
Yes.
I think this is great. To have a stadium that's basically going to be in their neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
isn't it kind of exactly what the European models are? Everybody, hey, the game's at 1 o'clock. Everybody starts walking to the stadium together at 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever. And
yeah,
you know, I can envision that. To be part of that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, it has potential. And as one caller, I think it was Bobby, called and said near the bridge to take advantage of people that just want to come across, take advantage of the accessibility for the Canadian audience. I think soccer, my impression is, I might be wrong on this because I got Canadian relatives. I get the sense that soccer is more popular in Canada than it is here.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
You think so?
I think so. I feel like a great
no way to gauge that.
I have no way of gauging it either. My Canadian relatives seem to be down with and talk more about soccer than any of my American relatives. So that's probably not even a real measurement.
Yeah, based on people, on Canadians you know.
Yeah, based on Canadians I know, I would say that. Oh, it's a good call.
I like that Doug stat.
Yeah, that's a good stat.
It's a great stat.
Yep. We were banding about the question. Do the Canadians like soccer? We like hockey. Okay.
Yeah, I might want to retract this statement from the record. But based upon Canadians, I know.
Mm-hmm.
They do seem to dig football. Well, anyway, hopefully it works out. Gator, you had a potential road rage incident that you have avoided?
So last Saturday night, I was driving home,
mm-hmm.
and I get into my subdivision, and there's this car that's following me. And or I shouldn't say follow me, it's behind me. And I'm making my way into the subdivision, and it's, you know, I got to drive almost a mile to get from the beginning of the subdivision into my house. And going through these twists and turns, and this car is kind of like riding right up on my backside. And I'm like looking at my speed limit, and I'm going like 25 miles an hour because you're in the subdivision.
Right.
Plus, it's night. Plus, my neighborhood is notorious for deer, tons of deer.
Okay.
So I want to be alert for that. I'm driving at or below the speed limit. And this car starts to bright me, give me the bright lights. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? I'm in a subdivision. I mean, if I were on a street, I'd let you pass me, no problem. But I'm just driving 25 miles an hour to get home. I make my last turn going towards my house, and he's still bright. This car still brights me. So I stop the car. And I'm not going to be belligerent about it. I was just going to be curious as to if he pulls up next to me, I'm going to say, are you okay? Is your car okay? Can I help you? So I stop the car and the car behind me stops. And I realized these are younger people, probably high school kids or early college, and they sort of wanted the smoke but didn't really want the smoke. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't looking for any kind of heavy confrontation. I was trying to, you know, just pull over. Is there something wrong? Or do you need help? Because you're brighting me. But they stayed. They kept their distance behind me. And then I rolled down my window. I waved them around. I'm like, go ahead. What's up?
Yep.
And then they just went past me and then literally pulled into the driveway one house down in front of me of where I was anyway.
That's awkward.
It was awkward for them, I guess. For me, I'm like, I don't know what you guys were trying to accomplish there. And I looked and they were out-of-state plates. I've never seen that car in that house before. And I'm just shaking my head, and I pulled into my house, which wasn't far away.
So you had the opportunity to roll up?
I mean, I thought they were going to roll up on me
and
say something, and I was going to have an opportunity to defuse the situation and just say, you guys okay? But I, you know, when you're brighting somebody, you're trying to get their attention for something.
Yeah.
What were you trying to get my attention
for? Or
you're
trying to be an a-hole.
Right, which is apparently what they were trying to do. But I left open the opportunity, the possibility, hey, you want to have a conversation about this? Not being a tough guy. I'm not being a tough guy. I was curious. Yeah. Why are you brighting me? Was there something I need to know about? Was there a deer in the distance I wasn't seeing that you're seeing?
Is my car on fire?
Right, exactly.
I can't see it?
I have a low tire or what's going on here?
Yeah.
But Doug, they didn't give me the opportunity.
No?
Said they kept their distance.
Well, you decided in that moment in time that you were going to not go approach them when they pulled into the...
Correct. I wasn't going to follow them into their driveway because I think that would be antagonistic.
Well, you were smart. You were smart. Because I always say you never know what the...
Oh, I have no idea.
The issue, but what kind of day the person behind you has, how triggered they might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
No, it's not like I was flipping them off and they came after me and it was nothing like that. I don't know. I still don't. I have no idea why they were... Give me the brights. My guess would be because they thought I was driving too slow in my neighborhood.
Probably. 248-539-9797-971, the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.